Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, now throw your hands.
Welcome, 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 welcome. We are in the house. It is KIRP Radio Show, and I am your host, Pudgy. Everybody know my name. Call me P, call me Pudgy, call me Al Tariq. I don't care what you call me. Just call me 619. Forget about the number. You know the number. You're in the house. It's KIRP Radio Show. We got a few topics to go over, people, and it's going to be serious tonight. I have invited so many folks to come on the show. Professional and non-professional, regular folks, working class, super rich, uber rich, politicians, you name it, grocery store workers. Hey, I've been on the grind, getting a lot of people out here for the show. We are WMMG, home of the KIRP Radio Show, and it is Sunday, 1-16-2011, you know, 2011. This is the year. They say we only got one more year to go before it is all over. And my response to that is no man know the time or the day or the hour, nor the hour. So with all the birds that's been dying and all the fish that's been dying, I don't know what to say. Maybe we'll talk about that when we go over current events. I don't know, but we shall see. At any rate, just opening up the show. It's not religion. It's not sex. It's not opinion. It is a fact that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his day of observance should be celebrated with the utmost respect by all people, especially American people, especially American people. We just talking about moving right along. The introduction, I got to give a shout out to the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Shout out to you all. That's TFDF, www.ksmc.org for anybody who want to hit them up and see what they are all about. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful organization. I had the privy to be with these folks over the weekend at quite the event in Raleigh, North Carolina. Let me tell you, it was a political event, and there were a lot of things going on there. I got there kind of late, but I wish you guys could have been there to experience what I experienced. I tell you that. It was, to sum it up, there was a lot of, you could feel the testosterone in the room, if you know what I mean. You could feel the heated discussions that wanted to come out, and some that did come out. You could feel the energy from people in that room. Oh, my God, I wish y'all could have been there. For you folks that were there, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You folks saw the look in each other's eyes, and you could hear it in the voice from the distant hello and the how you doing and how you been and yo, good to see you. Man, a whole lot of that was so fake. Oh, my God, you guys. Listen, it was so fake, man. It was absolutely crazy. But you know what? At the end of the day, everybody got along for the most part. The goal did get accomplished. Maybe not the agenda that a lot of people want. Maybe not the goal that a lot of people were looking for or the results that a lot of people were looking for. But the goal did get accomplished. And we do have, in North Carolina, we now have a new Republican National of North Carolina chairman. We have a new chairman. And he goes by the name of Robin Hayes. Get your Google ready. Get your Google ready. Everybody out there who don't know who it is, get your Google ready, because you know what we do on this show. We educate, promote education. We Google to death. We put stuff out there for people to research. So I want everybody to research some of this stuff that we're talking about. Don't just take it for what I'm saying. Never take it for what I'm saying, first of all, because I don't take something that somebody else give me. Never in a million years am I going to take the words that somebody else give me and just apply it to myself and apply it to my life. I don't care if it's my pastor or any preacher, with no disrespect to the clergy. No disrespect to the clergy at all. But I don't care if it's the pastor, preacher, astronaut, the president, whoever you want to call it or whoever you want to name. I'm never going to take your words and just roll with it and change my life for your benefit or for, you know, off what you told me. That'll never happen. So shout out to the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Got to give a shout out national. Shout out to North Carolina's president, Kevin Daniels. Good stand up. Great gentleman, clean cut, well-dressed gentleman at all times. Got to give a shout out to the Virginia chapter president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation and also author, actor, activist. Listen, this woman, y'all look her up, man. Check this out. Go to Facebook.com, put in Sonny Johnson, S-O-N-N-I-E, Sonny Johnson. You know how to, if you don't know how to spell Johnson, you're on the wrong show. That's for damn sure. But look up Sonny Johnson. Google her. You got to hear this speech that this woman did. Listen, man, I love this woman right here. Let me tell you. She did a speech for all you Jay-Z fans out there. She did a speech tying in Ronald Reagan to Jay-Z for the politicians to understand it from what I want to call our language. My demographic of this show is 25 through, what we got, T? 25 through 37. And then the numbers start getting kind of skewed from 42 and up and, you know, below 25. And a lot of kids don't want to hear what I'm talking about. I call them kids, but a lot of young adults don't really want to hear what I'm talking about, especially when I'm speaking political. But guess what? They're going to hear me anyway as I adjust my mic. Sorry about that, folks. For all you people that are just logging on, we are WMMG. We dropped the Washington State radio station. We're no longer affiliated with the Washington State radio station. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime I'm not affiliated with another station, that means we're progressing, folks. It's not that I'm losing. I definitely get emails about people wanting to, you know, and that's a good feeling. Let me toot my own horn on that and toot my people's horn on that. But I definitely get a lot of folks calling and asking how can they get this show on that network. So to me, that is, what's my motto, folks? That's B-I-G in my book. Understand what I'm saying? So we are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. If you're just getting it, if you logged on and you want to call in, or maybe you're listening in D.C., we're still running the D.C. 560, so Stay in tune there. We also on the 560 in Burlington, North Carolina, the Triad area. For you folks that can get those stations, I don't know, maybe it's a 1,000-watt station or something like that. So you folks that can get on the radio and that are listening to the radio on the delayed broadcast, I appreciate you. But if you want to call in, the number is 619-638-8559. We are on Twitter. Hit us up at KIRP Radio Show. Hit us up on Facebook. Everybody has a Facebook today, right? Everybody got mom. Well, my mom don't got a Facebook, but you know what? A lot of people got Facebook. But anyway, some of your mamas got Facebook because I seen them and I talked to them. I said, how you doing? But anyway, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Understand what I'm saying? We're going to get it moving right along once again. Going to talk about some of this stuff. And like I said on the introductory, let me repeat that because now I see about 400 or 500 more people coming on. Not religion. It's not sex. It is not an opinion. Understand what I'm saying? It is not a religion. It is not sex. And it is not an opinion. It is a fact that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day of observance should be celebrated and respected to the utmost respect. Understand what I'm saying. I am an advocate for education. I'm always out to educate folks on this show. I most definitely believe that education is one of the most important things that we should be focused on currently and for the future, because I feel like education is failing in America today. Last week, I introduced something new that I felt was new, something that I just came up with off the top of my head because I'm always researching something. And I introduced that education should be added to the current food chart that we teach our children about in their early stages of the youth, in their early stages of their education. Without an educated mind, without an educated spirit, without being educated, how would you even know how to take the proper steps to eat properly or to eat at all or to seek food? You understand where I'm going with that? Education, education, education. I cannot say it anymore. I cannot stress it anymore. I'm an advocate for education, and I am all for it. So anything that's got to do with education for the positive, I'm with it. Best believe that. Pudgy's with it. So I don't want to hear anybody talking about any cop-outs. There's a lot of talk today about the birds, and we're not going to be here in 2012. Listen, do not fail your kids thinking that we're not going to be here next year. If you're that worried, you need to go to church and stay in the church and pray day and night. Matter of fact, you need to pray day and night anyway. Point blank and period. But on top of that, if you're that worried about the birds and the bees, all you got to do is pray about it. That's all I can tell you, because I can't help you. I can't tell you that the Lord ain't going to come back right now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people worried about 2012. What if God come back tonight? What if the rapture take place tonight? And for all you that don't believe, that's your business. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to run you away. I've gotten letters from people talking about, you shouldn't be talking about God so much. Man, I believe what I believe, and I hope you would believe what I believe. But if you don't, that's just too bad on you. Understand what I'm saying? That's too bad on you, and maybe it's something that you need to fix. But anyway, over the weekend, I had the pleasure to attend the RNC's the executive budget meeting in North Carolina for the Republican Party. And I also had the honor to be a part of, or to at least witness, the vote for a new chairman for the Republican. Jesus, I cannot talk tonight. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm eating too much back here behind the mic. Do y'all hear me smacking? Send me a text. Send me a note. Somebody let me know if you hear me smacking, man, because I got some fruit in here, some organic fruit that I got from the market up the street. Man, this fruit is the business. It was a little bit higher than I wanted to pay, but it's the business. But anyway, back on track. I had the honor to attend the vote for a new chairman of the Republican Party of North Carolina, and it was quite the event. In my mind, there was a lot of disrespectfulness going on. While folks were trying to speak, there were a lot of people, I'm not going to say at the back of the room because I was at the back of the room and I was standing, but there was a lot of people around the entire room that were talking a little bit too loud, that were discussing things that shouldn't have been discussed out loud, maybe while someone was giving their speech or or the Speaker of the House is speaking, or what may have you. I don't know. It just seemed real disrespectful, and the room was really intense, folks. It was really intense. And there were a few people that threw their name in the hat, but the first two people I'll just mention real quick was the vice chair. Let me start off with someone who was already holding the position, who actually had to run. Folks, let me ask you something, right? If your boss, wherever you work, maybe you're the boss, okay? If you own your own company or maybe someone you work for, if your boss quit his job, if he resigns today, what normally happens? I'm going to take a caller. What normally happens when your boss resigns? Does his next in line step up automatic to assume the position until further notice? Or does your boss stick around and say, well, I resigned, but I'm still going to stick around and pretty much run things until we vote for a new boss? How does that work? I'm going to go to a commercial real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to take a couple of callers. We have a few things on the agenda, folks. The first thing that we're going to talk about is Martin Luther King's Day. And I know in my county of Alamance County, we had some snow days on the last week. And the kids were out the entire week. No disrespect to the superintendent. I think he made the proper call because a child died the week before in an accident when it was just some black ice, and it wasn't even as bad as what we experienced last week. So they made the call. We missed the entire week out of school for the most part. Friday and Saturday, the kids did attend school at least half days. And tomorrow is a makeup day. And we all know tomorrow we observe the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's day, his birthday, as an observance, and we pay tribute to him tomorrow. But tomorrow's a makeup day, and a lot of people feel a certain way about that. I know that the NAACP came out and spoke about it publicly, and they had a problem with it. And a lot of regular people that are not affiliated with any of these organizations had a problem with it. You know what? As big as I am on education, I kind of have a problem with it. See, I kind of have a problem with it. And that's why I opened up the show saying not religion, not sex, not opinion. It's a fact that in America, and the rest of the world has caught on by now. I mean, they know what's going on and what went on. But in America, MLK Day should be celebrated with the utmost respect. I don't care if you got to take a spring break day off. It seems that spring break days are more sacred. I got to go to a commercial, folks. I'll be right back. We are KRRP Radio Show. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. WMMG, we are KIRP Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from 560 Radio. Shouts out to the beat. The beat sounds pretty good up in here. You know I had to bring my own mic, though, because I feel comfortable with this AKG. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I just screened a couple of callers, and I got a couple of people who are going to make some comments. But right now, right this minute, I tell you what, we're going to Wilson, North Carolina. Caller, you are on the air, baby. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Eddie Cooper from Wilson, North Carolina. This E, bro. What's up,
E Coop, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Hey, man, good to hear from you, man. I didn't hear from you for a while, so I had to hit you up on Facebook to make sure you're still alive and well.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to get a hold of you, man. I see you doing good, man, everything. That's what I like to see, you know what I mean? I love to see that right there, Paul.
Absolutely, baby. We're trying to do something. We're trying to do some big things, man. We're trying to take it back to the King and X stage, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Hey, look. How the New Year going for you, man?
Hey, man, the New Year was beautiful. I had a lot of people at the house. We sat around. We kicked it. We played some dominoes, played some spades. We talked some politics. We reminisced down memory lane. We popped a whole lot of bottles. You know what I mean? We definitely did.
Yeah, and look, I hear you talking about this MLK, you know what I mean? And that's for real. They need to give that man the utmost respect. Like, they respect George Washington. They respect everything. Any kind of other holiday besides this day, it got to be celebrated this day, and they don't give you the time off like they should. I mean, it should be just like Christmas, because it was Christmas whenever he was out there, you know, fighting for our rights, you know what I mean?
That's
the same
right.
Christmas to us. See what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Hello?
Yeah,
my brother. Oh, see, I know exactly what you're saying, but let me ask you something, man. Do you feel like it's a disrespect to his legacy? I mean, listen, I understand. I totally understand, and I'm not an educator, but I contacted a lot of educators. I contacted people from the state. I've contacted every superintendent in North Carolina that had an email that could be reached out to. So I hope they all call in and make their comments from an educator standpoint, because truly, most of those guys make the calls. And
right.
I just know, do you feel like, you know, from a parent standpoint, do you feel like it's disrespecting his legacy by going to school on this day and not taking a day off on, let's, spring break, for example?
Yeah, I think it's disrespect. Because they make up a snow day, won't they?
Yeah, that's what this is. They're making up a snow day, but they choose to make it up tomorrow.
It should not be on this day. It should not be on this day, on his day. They know that's wrong.
A lot of the educators would say, why not this day? We still celebrate Martin Luther King, but why can't we take it off on this day?
First of all, if it weren't for him, a lot of the black leaders would not be where they are today. So they should be, you know, main ones making sure, because he tried to pave the way for us black folks, you know, speaking out for us now, right? So why not show that man some love? That man died for that. He died for something he believed in. Truth.
Absolutely.
Not a lie, but the truth. You feel me?
Right. And not only for us, for all people, you know, a lot of people.
For all people, you know, I'm not no racist or nothing, but for all people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, for all colors, anybody that's trying to do right, anybody that wants to feel like there's somebody, you know, I mean, he paved the way for it, man.
We are KRRP Radio Show. I'm sorry, KRRP Radio Show, 560 AM in the Triad. We are not on Washington State. They may be broadcasting this, but we are not at the Washington State broadcasting any longer. We're not with that station. We are only WMMG, which is Miller Media Group, 560 AM. We are at the Beat. Shout out to the Beat for letting us use the studio tonight. Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Does your kids have to attend school tomorrow?
Yes, they do.
So it's kind of a catch-22, because you truthfully, as a parent, you don't want your kids to miss school. But on the flip side of things, you want to respect Martin Luther King's legacy. What do you do in a situation like this? What do you do?
I mean, it ain't too much you can do, because if you don't send them to school, you know, then that's bad on their behalf, on their attendance, you know. So, I mean, you just have to go with the flow, and just you have to teach them at home also, like, so they'll know, like, okay, this day right here is the Reverend Martin Luther King. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's his day, so, you know, you have to teach them at home also, not just, I mean, you just got to go by the school. You got to let them know, like, look, you're going to school today, but the day you make sure you let them know, like, who day this is. You know what I mean?
True.
You recognize it, not just you know, come next month, February, you know, because that's when they want to recognize all the, they really want to push his date to second in February. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what they really want to do. They really want to push him back into February, into our Black History Month, you feel me? Instead of keeping him his own date. So, I mean, bro, I just teach him at home, you know. I teach him at home the best I can, pug.
Wow, man, that's B.I.G. in my book, baby. I mean, we don't hear a lot of young black fathers. You know what? I take that back. Hold on. You see, I almost made a mistake myself, man. We do hear a lot of young black fathers talking about educating their kids and being an advocate about education and what they want to do with their children and how they want to teach them. But you know what? That is not publicized, and I'm here to give people like you and myself and a whole long list of other brothers out there who talk about positive progression and things of that nature, especially educating our children. We both feel some kind of way about Martin Luther King's Day and not being able to have our children out on school, but we're going to send them to school just out of respect for their education. And that's what Martin Luther King, that's what he stood for. It's funny because I truthfully believe if he was here and we were still observing and remembering his day, he wouldn't have a problem. I feel like he would say, you know what, yeah, go to school on the day. I understand. Because that's the type of man that we're dealing with. But in the same breath, because it's that type of man that we're dealing with, he should get the utmost respect. It shouldn't even been a situation. Maybe we shouldn't even brought it up. Maybe we should have just chose another day to begin with. I feel like it should have never entered the conversation, personally.
Right.
Mr. Cooper, it's been a pleasure, brother. I appreciate you calling in, man. Give your family my best. I haven't seen you guys in forever. One love.
Yeah, man. Yeah, brother. Love you, man.
All right. Hey, you got any shout-outs before you go?
Hey, look, man, I just want to shout out to, you know, whoever out there trying to do something positive, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's trying to do something positive, just keep your head up. Don't let this new year any troubles come in. Fall on your knees, you know what I mean? I mean, that's all you got to do. Just keep believing in the mouth, you know, our creator. I mean, whoever you choose.
One love. We out of here. We moving on.
All right, bro.
So, and just speaking with a young black parent, I say young, early 30s. Some people might call that old. Some people might call that young. I don't know. I still think it's young. I think you're young as long as you're young at heart. Personally, you can be 80 years old and have a young heart and be young in the mind. And, hey, you know, more power to you. You know, the sky's the limit. KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. We're talking about Martin Luther King's Day in this first segment, and we're talking about the children having to go to school on tomorrow. Is it a disrespect to his legacy? Is it, do you all feel like the legacy has been tainted somehow? We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back, and I'll take some more callers. We are KRRP Radio Show.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long, and you've just been moving stuff into, and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Is your heat messing up in this winter? Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves?
Are you
cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house?
That's not comfortable.
Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink?
You scared to go check
your mailbox with your wife's footies on and
as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
So check it out. We are back. We are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. The number is 619-638-8559 for you folks that are online. For you folks that are on the radio, you can check us out at KIRPRadioShow.com. Check it out. We got some stickers on there. I want you guys to get those stickers, man. Hang them up on your wall. Passing them to somebody, giving them to somebody as a gift, a birthday gift. I don't care what you do with it. Just get one. Look at the link. You'll see them on there. For you folks who want to, listen, send me your pictures. Send me your holiday pictures. Send pictures of your children. Whatever you want to do, we're not going to exploit your pictures, folks. I just want to put them on the website, get some rotation so you have something to talk about. You know what I mean? Other than the Facebook and the Twitters. But speaking on the Facebook and the Twitters, you can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. And you can hit us up on the Twitter at @KIRP Radio Show. We're talking about MLK Day. Is it a disgrace to his legacy? Is it disrespectful? The kids got to go to school. There's so many different arguments. I got a call on the line right now. We're going to go back to the 252. Caller, you are on the line. Who is this?
Yo, this Train from Wilson Pudge. What's going on, man?
Train, what's going on, baby?
Not much. You know, I was wanting to hit the topic real quick, man. I'm going to get up out of here. But I was listening to your show, and I understand that a lot of people think it's disrespectful, but it comes from our community, ourselves.
Right.
We're going to the legislative meetings, when we're going to the school board meetings. And, like, honestly, I'm a big part of the community. I run my own program. But it's hard to see our community pull together and go to these type of meetings. I understand in Wilson, they're going to let the kids be out tomorrow, but they're going to take Thursday. And it's because now our community is pulling together a little bit. We show up at the meetings. When I go out of town, out of other places to go to the meetings, we're never there.
Right.
We're always outnumbered. It's like, no lie, I went to a meeting in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 175 people in there. It was only 3 black people in the meeting.
Wow.
And we always want to stand up and talk, but we never show up for meeting, important meetings. If it's something to do with education, we need to be there. They plan the education lottery, but they don't know where the money going.
Mm.
You feel me? So I'm like, they can't really say, they shouldn't be saying much. They shouldn't say if it's disrespectful or not, because they ain't standing up for themselves. King is standing up.
Whew. Man, you got me sweating over here, man, because you, man, we might be twins or something. I'm a little bit taller. We might be twins. We might be twins or something, man. I don't know what's going on. I ain't got the big bands, though, but, you know. We still could be twins. I'll be the little big brother. But, yeah, I had to throw that out there. But, look, check this out, man. I want you to shout out your organization, because that's what we do on KIRP Radio. We give people a platform to talk about the positive organizations. Show love.
Represent the youth of Wilson County. We have 6 programs going on right now. I'm running the Community Service Restitution Program, Group Mentoring Program, One-on-One Mentoring Program, Gang Intervention Program. That's a good one. We go back in our community. We get the kids out of gangs. We get them placed out in jobs. We go ahead and pay them anywhere between $7.50 to $12.50 an hour. Just to show that you can work and make some money other than hustling and getting involved in the gangs. We also got a group gang program. We got kids that's in gangs that's kind of afraid to get out. We want to just get them together, learn to talk to them, figure out who they need to be with, who they don't need to hang with. We got a lot of things going on, but again, the organization is Youth of Wilson. They can look us up at youthofwilson.com. We in there.
Wow, man, that's B.I.G. You can sign me up for a speech, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, let's get together, and I'll come down and talk to the kids. I'll bring some folks with me. I got a couple of DVDs I want to show them. I got some things that I would love to show them and some people that they need to talk to, brother. Definitely.
Yeah, man, keep up the good work, man. You got some hot topics going on up here, man. And, you know, I'm going to follow you on Twitter, retweet you, join out, and everything.
No doubt. I appreciate that, man. Shout out to the youth at Wilson.com. Shout out to you, Train. One love.
All right, please, man.
So, contrary to what my man Train just said, shout out to Train, man. I ain't talked to that man in a while. He's definitely doing some big things over there. I feel like anytime you're doing something with the youth, that is B.I.G. in my book. Going to take another caller. We going to, let's go to the, I don't know what area code this is, but caller, you are on the air, 6433. Who we got? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, P?
What's up? This got to be Sunny Johnson.
Oh, of course. I'm up here celebrating and watching New England lose, and then I heard my ears burning, so I turned on your show.
I definitely shot you out and told everybody how much I love Sunny, or Star, you know what I mean?
I'm about to say, you like, come on now, this is the only radio show I can get on where somebody called me Star. Give me that for one time.
But, you know, I wanted people to find you on Twitter, on Facebook, so that's why I ended up with the Sunny Johnson. But, you know, I call you Star, and it's all love.
I appreciate the shout-out. Thanks.
For everybody who don't know, this is the president, the Madam President. Let me get right like they say it. You know, you have parentheses and they. But the Madam President of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, Star Johnson, Star Sunny Johnson, author, actor, activist, you name it, she's done it, and she's doing it. Understand what I'm saying? Sonny, what you think about this little situation we're talking about in the first segment?
All right, for real, I'm like Nazi mom. So, like, my daughter, tomorrow, they're out of school because we ain't had no snow days up here in Virginia. But, you know, she'll be like, please let me go to school because I know what you're going to do tomorrow. You know, I'll have her in front of the computer all day listening to speeches and stuff. So I'm like Nazi mom. But this is the kind of part, this is what I want to share with you about Martin Luther King Jr. And it's a message that don't get out so often. But one of the most famous things he said was, one day the silence of our friends will speak louder than the voices of our enemies. That means if you're out there and you know the things around you ain't right, and you know there's something better around the corner, if you've been praying for it and you just waiting for God to show up, then you need to go out there and start making some noise. And that's what we're doing this year. We're going out to make some noise. We're tired of not being heard. And Dr. King epitomizes what it means to go out and to make some noise, to do it peacefully, but to do it unyielding. You know what I'm saying? So I want to take that message. When you're honoring and you're celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King, remember his message, nonviolence. Let's stop killing each other. You know what I'm saying? Fine. Let's take it. Don't worry about celebrating it on one day. If we celebrate it 365 days and take that man message with us everywhere we go like we take God's word, then we'll be a better people for it.
Wow. That's what you call B.I.G. right there. She broke down what the man said, what it means, and how she feels. And she says she's Nazi mom, which a lot of people need to take notes from that. Because I had a situation.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm all on that. My daughter is like, please, mom, stop. She ain't nothing but six. And she be catching me in mistakes. So, you know what I'm saying? I have no room for failure. And that's how we have to be. You know, like if we're going to keep on going on King, how many times did the dogs have to be sicked on him and he wouldn't stop? How many water hoses had to be sprayed on him and he wouldn't stop?
That's right.
I think it's time that we start taking the words of our actual forefathers and realizing ain't nothing they can do to stop us once we get our mindset that a man can't ride our backs unless it's bent. And that's another MLK quote for you, just in case you ain't know.
Absolutely. That's funny you say that. Yo, listen, my show is totally built up on educating, first of all, and making proper moves. Not just moves, making proper moves. And I'm sorry, I got to do my call letters. We are WMMG, home of the KRP Radio Show, 619-638-8559. Twitter at KRP Radio Show, Facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. Hit us up at KRRPRadioShow.com. Sonny, Star, listen, I love that you said that. I absolutely love that you said that because this show is all about works. And one thing that I've been telling people throughout the beginning of my show, and I will through the end of my show, and after I don't have a show, and anywhere I am on the street, to a man, anybody, I don't care who I meet. I'll talk to a wall if I got to. We got to start doing works. We have to start representing ourselves to be represented. And what that means is, to me, what that means is, if you allow, I put it on my Facebook the other day, if you allow your representatives to represent you, understand what I'm saying? And you choose to have a voice, that means not voting, not contacting your representatives, because this is a representative nation. Understand that. This is not a democracy. It's written nowhere. That's just
Hello.
That's just a word that is being used. But anyway, we got to start representing ourselves, and I'm here to teach, man, and I'm here to educate, and I'm here to learn. You understand what I'm saying? I'm definitely here to learn. I think a lot of people need to wake up and start reaching out and get off your butt and start walking in your community and getting together with some folks the way we once did as a people. Hold that thought, Sonny. I got another call I want to put on with you because we about to have a whole round talk table discussion.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Kelly Smoke, where you at, baby?
I'm right here. I've been listening to the commentary, and I just have to say that I agree with the things that are being said. But as far as the kids having to go to school tomorrow, I'm not against that. But I think that every child that does have to attend school or children that don't attend school, I think that they should be remembered for service. If there's a school that has to go tomorrow, they need a community service project. They need to have this idea of community in schools, and everybody, you know, they could have had a project where the kids could have taken the first two couple of weeks of the month to figure out what they were going to do on this day, and then go out on the celebration day and do a project in their communities. Because the thing is, if you're out and all you're going to do is watch TV tomorrow, if you're out and you might end up getting in trouble, you know, that's not remembering the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
It's no different from being out of school Saturday. But if the schools and the parents were taking the initiatives to make sure that their kid had to remember why they're out, you know, and I think that that's what would be a better focus for the schools.
Sure. Well, you know what? I put both you guys online because, number one, you guys are in my book, and my book is B.I.G., baby. But anyway, in my book, you women are wonderful. You're beautiful. You're excellent. Your personalities are right. You are the epitome of a queen in my book. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you. I love your actions.
I appreciate you guys for what you do for the community, your movements that you make, and what you have done. A lot of people don't know what you have done, and you're not on here bragging. I'm bragging on y'all, you know what I'm saying? And that's big. That's what we need more of. My question to you all, off topic for a second, what can we do, what can Star Johnson, Kelly Smoke, Pete Real, what can we do collectively to educate the people more in where they need to go in the future for now? And I'm just talking economic or social, or I don't care what you put out there, but I just want to know, what can we do? What can you say that can help the next person that is on this call prosper? What's one thing that you could tell them that can help them prosper, or maybe a tip that you could give them? I don't know.
Well, let me go here, and this may not even be on topic, but I spoke at a forum almost a year ago now. At a church, and it was talking about the role of the black church in our community. To me, if you are a church that is predominantly black, you should have a mentoring program for young black males and young black females in your church.
Mm.
That's number one. If you are church going and there is no type of youth program in your church, you need to take a step back. You need to see how you can get one together, and you need to speak to your pastor. But every church, as a matter of fact, I'm saying the black church, but every church needs to have a program geared towards their youth becoming responsible and good and Christian adults taking on those values. And I think that's first, just starting right there at the place that people are going once a week on Sundays, and people in churches are the people that say that they know better, that they know what's right. And
mm-hmm.
So if your church doesn't have this type of program, that's somewhere that we can start this year.
Star, I'll be the first one to say, I'm going to play, let me play pastor for a minute. I understand what you're saying, young lady, but you can't tell me how to run my church. Star, what you think about that?
Uh-huh, that's why their congregation's so small. And that's why they need to go and get money from the federal government to survive, because they're not about saving souls anymore. As far as the black church go right now, the way I see it is the only way you're going to change the black church is if you change the black congregation, because it's so corrupted right now. It's like, I'm not going to say every church, because in the last couple of months, I have met some really good pastors that are spending, like, their own money to go out and to be with the youth and to put them in programs, basketball and everything. And I'm coming along now to help them out so I can teach them economics and stuff. But my thing is, educate yourself. There's a couple of things that we all always say amongst ourselves that we never bring into a political conversation. And I think that that's the point where we need to start. Because we say things like, why does the news only, you know, want to show a black man on there when he's on handcuffs? Okay, well, you might want to check and see who's running the news and do their views line up with yours. They never portray us good in Hollywood movies. Okay, well, then you need to understand who's running Hollywood. And once you start realizing that you disagree with what all of these people do, then you need to start going back and looking in history. And don't go back to Martin Luther King Jr. You need to go back to Frederick Douglass. You need to go back to the beginning and learn how it all happened so you can see the pattern of how we got here today. Because if we don't learn our history, then we are doomed to repeat it. So we need to go and learn about all the little nuances. They're failing us in school for a reason. You know, it's not just because, black people can't learn. We're not dumb. You know what I'm saying? They're failing us for a reason. They don't want us to learn our true history. And that is my joint. Spend Black History Month actually going back and learning your history. Like, and I'm going to make this short, but they, we get this comment. Like, they gave us Black History Month for February because it's the shortest month. That's not why Black History Month is in February. It was started as Black History Week, and it was started to celebrate Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass.
Absolutely.
Because both of their birthdays fell on the Valentine's Day week. It was started by Carter Woodson, who is the black historian. This is the father of black history, who most of our kids don't know.
It was started by him
so that we as black people would never forget what could happen when white and black people work together towards a righteous cause. That's why we celebrate Black History Month. But we don't even know that as a people. So how can we really celebrate it when we don't even know the roots of where it came from?
Well, you know, to tie in what you were saying and what Kelly was saying, and this is not what we call off topic, because for number one, Martin Luther King was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And he was an advocate for education. And we're also talking about Black history, and he was definitely one that we should remember in Black History Month. So all of these really tie in together, even though it's a little bit off what we were talking about in the beginning. And I think we're past that at this point. So I'm going to just keep moving on to what we're talking about now. Hey, look, there's a lot of misconceptions out here. There are. And a lot of people do not want to read. They don't want to read. They don't want to research. And they want to take what's handed to them.
I think the only way you're going to change that is when you drop them some nuggets that make them like, damn, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm watching my language. But when you drop them some nuggets that make them actually click back and realize the extent of how much government has interfered in our lives. See, they keep on saying that, America doesn't work for the black man. You know why America doesn't work for the black man? Because we let a certain group run it. And it's not necessarily designated to a Democrat or to a Republican, but it's to these people that have this idea that government, that through government all things are possible.
Well,
the way I learned it was through God all things were possible. And so when we start turning back to God and then start turning back to ourselves and each other and depending on ourselves and each other and that government, then we'll start to see an America that works for us because it's one that we shape. It's one that we form. It's not the one that's handed to us via a bill by a politician.
Hmm. So in what you're saying, Star, you're saying it's a personal responsibility on us to educate ourselves. And, Kelly, what you're saying, that the clergy is failing for the people who don't educate themselves and are not going to church, the clergy is failing them also. Is that, am I right, Star?
Well, partially,
it's not
the clergy, but it's every member.
And as far as not reading,
I think what we need to be looking at is who's telling the story. Because if we listen to your radio show, if we look at these blogs that are being written by folks that are black and folks that are conscious of what's going on, I think you'll find that these kids would enjoy getting into it. But if somebody is writing our history textbook style, the kids, young adults, they may not want to read the textbook style version. But if a blog will take half a page or two pages to break something down and give you the finer points of something, it'll at least pique your curiosity. So what we need to be doing is also highlighting books in our community. I'm one who usually only reads African American literature, and I read it because they say that it's not literature. You know, I feel like if I don't read it, who will? And we need to be making lists. And one thing I love to do, if I get hold of a good book, I love to read it, take it in, and then give it to somebody else and hope that that person will take something, the same thing that I took from it, and do the same thing. They'll read it, and they'll pass it on, and it'll keep going. And that's the type of thing that we need to do.
Yeah, and that's it. Because we have gotten into this mode, and this is the most destructive part, where we're sitting and waiting for someone to save us. We don't understand if we pull together how much capital we actually have. Like, think about it. If you take 100 people in a ghetto, right?
Right.
All of them, you know, forego buying the new Jordans.
Right.
You know, one time around, just don't buy them. And you put that money together to help a really talented brother in your neighborhood start a business.
Preach!
And that has to be the method that we start going on. See, they got us thinking that if we look rich, then we are rich. Mm-hmm. And while they got us playing that stupid game, they're building wealth. And that's why I said we need to stop this get money. No, we don't want to get money. We want to build wealth. We want to build legacy. See, they want to. They try to tell us like, oh, it's not that important. But their legacy is what keeps them getting elected to office.
Right.
So why shouldn't we build a legacy? So we can leave our kids something that'll help them better get into their government. And we have to start thinking in that manner. They keep telling us that somehow we are inferior. We are not inferior. We have not been unleashed yet. You wait until the day comes when them black boys in the ghetto realize that running a business is just as easy as flipping an eighth to a key.
Ooh.
You wait till they realize that and they get on their grind legally. Then you will see the power that we have in our community. It's just right now we don't value our own talent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize how much we have in ourselves to give. And that's where all this outside noise comes in. We're listening to their opinion of us. When are we going to start forming some opinions for ourselves? Because that will give us the ability to ask the questions that we know we need answers to, but that nobody is answering. So it comes to that point, when are you going to stand up? Like, again, like I said, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. So when are we going to stand up and no longer let anyone ride our backs? I don't care if they racist. I don't care if they civil rights activists. I don't care who they are. Now is the time that we stand up and we say, We are not fit for ghettos. We are not fit for public, for failing public school systems. That's not what we're put here. God has a purpose for us, and it ain't this crap.
Woo.
And when we get that in our system, then not only will we be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we'll be celebrating whatever day it is we call it that we woke up and we saved this country.
Well, check this out. We're going to move on. I got to go to the next segment. I want you to hold that thought, ladies. If you have time, I don't want you to go anywhere, because in the next segment after sports, we're going to talk about some more interesting things that I think you would definitely have an opinion on, and that is the continuation conversation on racial slurs and the definition of racial status. Does the meaning of a race really represent you? Does black represent you? Does white represent you? Does Caucasian represent you? We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. Go to commercial, then I'll be back with sports, and I'll be right back on the line. We are KIRP Radio Show.
Is your heat messing up in this winter? Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you got to put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. You have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
It is playoff football, folks. The playoffs are here. We're going to start off in the NFL. Tonight, the Jets put away the New England Patriots. That's right, you are hearing me correct. The Jets put away the New England Patriots. Final score, 28 Jets, 21 Patriots. In a thriller, folks. Sanchez, 16 for 25, 194 yards, and a surprising 3 touchdowns. Green, 17 carries, 76 yards, 1 touchdown, as Country had 5 receptions, 96 yards, and no touchdowns. Brady, 29 for 45, 299 yards, 2 touchdowns for the talked-about MVP. Woodhead had 14 carries for 46 yards, and he was shut down by the Jets' defense. Gronkowski, 4 receptions, 65 yards, no touchdowns as the Jets move on to beat the Patriots. The Jets are the truth this year, folks. They are the truth. They're playing no game. Sliding over to Chi-Town, the Chicago Bears beat the Seattle Seahawks in a surprisingly good game. The Seahawks put a valiant effort in the fourth quarter, scoring 21 points to the Chicago 7, but the first quarter really took them out of there when the Bears scored 14 points. And Hasselbeck was 26-46, 258 yards and 3 touchdowns on his loss. Tate had 1 carry, 13 yards and no touchdowns. Stokely, 8 receptions, 85 yards and a touchdown. Cutler got busy today, baby. 15 for 28, 274 in the air, 2 touchdowns in the book. Forte, 25 carries and 80 yards, no TDs. Olsen, 3 receptions, 113 yards and a touchdown. At Chicago, 35. Seattle Seahawks, 24. And if you missed it yesterday, whoo, the Pittsburgh Steelers moves ahead. 31-24 over the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens had a great season. Pittsburgh is having a killer season with and without Ben Roethlisberger. 31-24, Flacco was 16-30, 125 yards with 1 touchdown. Rice 12 carry 32 yards in the touchdown, and he had 3 receptions, 43 yards in the touchdown. Roethlisberger was 19 for 32, 226 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mendenhall, 20 carries, 46 yards, really a shutdown there on the ground, but he also had 2 touchdowns, as Brown had 3 receptions, 75 yards and no touchdowns. The Steelers move on, still curtain, baby, in Atlanta. The Green Bay Packers showed up and showed out in the 8-pound. 8-pound was shut down, 48-21. Rodgers is 31-36, 366 yards, and he is the man so far in the playoffs with 3 touchdowns. Also, Ryan was 20-29, pretty good stats, 186 yards and 1 touchdown in their loss. Folks, the rest of the playoffs is going to be white event. Understand what I'm saying? The big talks in the NBA is... Right now, you don't know what's going to happen, but we shall see in the next week, for the next 3 weeks, before the trade deadline approaches. So, all you New York fans out there, you know, you're looking for Melo, help you out, you got to... Okay. Well, they're playing some good ball over there. I don't know. But personally, I think New York basketball is back. New York basketball. Chicago, New York basketball on Sunday. I think it is back. We are back. It is WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. Had to do some sports, had to pay some bills and get a couple of commercials on here. For all you don't know, I had on the line Star Johnson, Sonny Johnson, president of the FDF Virginia. And I also had Kelly Smoke, political extraordinaire, motivational speaker, and a woman, an upright citizen, a woman that is just stands for right. Kelly has a whole lot to say a whole lot of times, and personally, I mean, I think she's right. You know, I don't know what y'all think, but I think she's right. Anyway, in the first segment, we talked about Martin Luther King and the children having to go to school on his day, and we also talked about what's really important. As I said earlier in the segment, I feel two kinds of ways about it. For one, I feel that his day should be showed the utmost respect, and if it's not, we need to do something to fix that. And on another hand, I also, and I really feel strongly about this, if the man was alive today, not the man, pardon me, folks, pardon me, not the man, if the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, I feel like him being the man that he was and the upright stand-up citizen that he was, I feel like he would even come out and say, hey, I understand you guys on my day and observing my day, but I feel like you need to go to school. I mean, that's what the man stood for. The man stood for equal education. Or equal educational rights, or equal civil rights, or equal social rights. He stood for everything right and he lived for everything right, and he died for everything right. So carrying on his legacy, I feel like we should do, we shall do, carry it in our hearts, not only on his day, but every day. I feel like we should carry that in our hearts and live on and work on. And listen, man, we got to love each other. At the end of the day, a whole lot of things that we're talking about and a lot of the things that we debate all boils down to just we need to simply learn how to love each other and love each other without bias. Got a couple of corrections. My man Train came on earlier. He's actually a youth counselor, and he owns a few organizations that where he helps the youth. He had a correction on his website, and that was youthofwilson.org. That's youthofwilson.org, not .com, folks, youthofwilson.org. If you want to get together with that, I hope that you would log on and reach out to them and hit up Train and see if you could do something to help with these children. I know Kelly Smoke also has a program, a youth program. I need you. Here's what I need for you brothers. For you brothers out there that's balling, the ones that's not balling, that's bored, if you're on Facebook every day, I feel like you got 2 hours out of your day to volunteer for a child that is younger than you that could help somebody and maybe mentor some of these children. You understand what I'm saying? At least that's what I feel like. So anyway, moving right along. We are in the second segment, folks. And this is going to get ugly, I feel like. Unfortunately, we only have an hour to talk about this, but this is probably going to get ugly. And as I said before, if you offended, you're on the wrong show. If you got thin skin, you're on the wrong show. If you don't like what I say, you're definitely on the wrong show because I pay for this. And if you feel tight about the words nigger, nigger, cracker, cooker, you're really on the wrong show. Because I'm not going to say the N word or the C word. There's no such thing. You call it what it is. You think it, you say it, you hear it. Well, you're going to hear it here. And it's no disrespect. It's no disrespect to anybody. But it is what it is. We're going to take a couple of callers here in just a second before we get to Kelly Smoke and Star Johnson. First of all, I want to tell you guys what the topic is about before you reach out to speak. And if you want to talk about the last segment, that's cool. But I would appreciate if you will also cover this segment or cover both or whatever you choose to do. I'm not trying to control your rhetoric at all, but let me read what we're talking about. Continuing conversation on racial slurs. Okay, we talked about racial slurs last week. We talked about what was important, and the purpose of me doing this is to kill the hate. I got to let everybody know that. The purpose of me doing this is to kill the hate. I'm tired of all these blockades in the way, all these nigga, nigga, nigga this, cracker, 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 cracker this, and everybody talking about, oh, how that made me feel. Man, toughen up. Toughen up, man. If you let them words bother you, you got a long way to go in life. Get past those words and start paying attention to what you need to be paying attention to. That's this educational system. That's this political sector. That's your money. That's right, your money. The money that you have in your pocket that you spend too much that needs to be saved for another day or a rainy day. That's all these public... Oh, man, that's all these public programs that people are stuck on. No disrespect to you if you're on it, but the food stamps and the welfare program, these programs are put in a way for you to get stuck. If you don't know by now, now you know. Going to a call out of the 25 Tizzle. Caller, you on the line, 4673. Who are we talking with?
God bless you. How you doing?
God bless you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. This is Bishop Truth.
Bishop Truth. Oh, Bishop Truth.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were dead, Bishop Truth.
Nah, I'm still living, still living. Thank
how old
God.
Are you? Bishop Truth, tell the people what church you're calling from, sir.
Well, my name of my church is Walk on Water Ministry. We believe in walking on the water.
Hi, you're welcome. Underwater, sir?
Walking on the water.
Oh, you walk on the water. You can walk on the water.
Yeah, if you don't walk on the water and you fall in, it's on you. Bless God.
Mr. True, bless God, Mr. True. So what's on your mind, Mr. True?
Well, I just called in the brother to talk about the debate you got going on concerning racial slurs and calling each other niggas and crackers and all that stuff. I just want to say a few words, if that's all right with you.
Yes, sir. That's all right with me, sir.
All right. Well, I just want to say, first of all, about the MLB day and shouldn't be working on that day anyway.
It's the MLK Day, sir. Martin Luther King's Day, sir.
MLK.
Yeah. No, sir.
All right.
MLK, Martin Luther King, sir.
MLK.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Whatever day it is, you don't go to work. That's what I'm talking about. Thank God. But anyway, I want to get back to what I'm saying, y'all, man. You done made me lose my thought.
I apologize.
But anyway, we shouldn't be going to work on that day anyhow. The kids shouldn't be going to school on that day. And I believe that the white folks are just mad because they don't have nobody to represent them. And, you know, Elvis, he gone. So we ain't had no day for him.
Sir,
how
can we compare Elvis to Martin Luther King's legacy, sir? I personally, I like a couple of Elvis records, you know, but the ones that weren't stolen. Oh, Lord, did I say that? Anyway, I like a couple of Elvis records, sir, but we're talking about Martin Luther King, I mean, and you know, the racial slurs and stuff. I mean,
Yeah, but you know how it is. They always throw Elvis out there around about this time, Christmas, and, you know, trying to block what we got going on.
Yes, sir.
You know, Elvis always show up, him and that hound dog. You know what I'm talking about. But thank God that, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, paved the way for all us black folks, you know, for the future.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, but, you know, all this other stuff that's going on concerning these slurs and racial calling each other niggas and colors and all this stuff, I thought this stuff was gone. But it's still here, you know. But thank God that we all, and like you said earlier, brother, we should be loving each other. We don't understand what that word means.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. what do you think about these racial slurs, sir? The continuation of racial slurs. Personally, I think that they are in the way. I think that they are still used as an excuse for people to be separated, and it's still used. Excuse for people to have something to bicker about instead of paying attention to the real issues. And I also feel like, Mr. True, that if we forget about these words, just put them out of your head, because it's no different than hold on, can you get the feed? It's no different than a shit, bitch, all this other stuff that you hear in music. Pardon me, Mr. True, but it's no different than all the stuff that you hear in music today. So they blast this music out and nobody's offended by the music anymore, because you know what? Commercial America is using this music now. Once upon a time, when the music wasn't commercial and it wasn't commercialized, it was almost illegal. They tried to ban it. Now that commercial has adopted this music, you don't really hear about how negative the music is anymore. You hear on commercials and people are bobbing their heads into it and stuff.
That's
like
right.
That. I don't know. I just feel like they're blockades, Mr. True. What do you think about racial slurs? What do you think about the N-word yourself? I'm sorry.
Well, I think, let me tell you, let me put it like this, my brother. First of all, I looked in the Word of God. I ain't seen that word nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that word is not, the word nigger or cracker is not in the Bible. And I just think that, you know, we shouldn't be using those words. And we got these unfit rappers that's out here just saying anything. We got our children out here listening to everything they say and do. And if you notice, you can go and go into the store now. And the young kids are popping their heads, got their headphones on, and they can, you know, cussing, saying the same words, and call each other niggas, and you know, whatever else has been said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this world is just, you know, we just done messed ourselves up.
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, sir. And I don't think it's no more. And you know, the colors used to say all the time. you hear what I'm saying? The black folks you say all the time. You know, the white man messed it up. No, you messing yourself up.
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, sir. You every time you turn around, this nigga this, and I can't say them other unnamed words, but. The same words that you said a few minutes ago, you know, they using them.
Bishop Truth,
it shouldn't be.
Yes, sir. Bishop Truth, I'm going to let you get to your next service. I know you got a 12 midnight service, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get ready for your service, because I understand it'll take you a while to get there, right? So we're going to move right along. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. And then you listen to hear me. You listen to hear young man. You make sure you keep this radio live.
Yes, sir.
And keep doing what you're doing, because we need people like you and Steve Harvey and all them other boys. you know what I'm saying? You on their level.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Bishop True.
That's right. And you keep right on telling the truth, because the truth is what's going to set us free. You understand?
Yeah. You got shout-outs, Bishop True, before I let you go?
Well, I want to shout out to my deacon. He's in the hospital right now, and he's been in there for about a month. He just had a headache. I don't understand why he's still in there, but he's there. But we praying for him.
All right, Bishop Truth, I appreciate it. And we'll be praying for your deacon with that headache who's still in the hospital too, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
pray
sir.
For him. You
yes,
be
sir.
Blessed.
You be blessed too, sir.
Yeah.
Goodbye. So that was Bishop Truth from the Walk on the what, man? I don't know what Bishop Truth Church was. I got to go back to my people I got on hold, because they're very important and dear to me. Kelly Smoke and Star Johnson are on the line. And I have to, I'm sorry, I had to pay some bills for the folks who just logging in. It's KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show, 619-638-8559. Hit us up on the radio site, KRRPRadioShow.com, Twitter at KRRP Radio Show, and Facebook. Facebook.com/KRRP Radio. And if you go to the site, make sure you buy one of those bumper stickers, man. Hit them up. I want to go around the city and see those bumper stickers all over the place, the KRRP stickers, and it reads, you're a B.I.G. in my book. So make sure you click the link on the website, get one, send us your pictures in at KRRPRadio@gmail.com. We want to see your kids. We want to see you. Hey, man, we just showing love. Ladies, what do you think about, personally, the words nigga and the words cracker in today's terms?
All right, well, I really don't care. I don't care what you call me. My mama beat this into me numerous times, that the only name that it matters is the one that you answer to. And I have literally had my mother whip my butt getting that message through my head. So I'm not one to even care. But this is what I think. When you start telling people to stop saying it or to put those words out of the way, I think that's what creates the problem. When all the black banks, like, we don't even think about it now that we once had black banks. Well,
right.
Why did our black banks go out of business? Our black banks went out of business because people started coming politically correct. So they stopped saying what they really felt. And once they stopped saying what they really felt, all the black people pulled their money out of the black banks because they thought that it could be better managed in the white banks. And because all of a sudden, because they stopped saying they were racist, you want to give them your money. You know, and that's the problem. Once you get people into stop saying what they truly believe, then how can you know what a person is? I am a Maya Angelou fan in the sense of when a person shows you who they are, believe them. But we're not giving people a chance to show us who they are. I want to know if you're racist. Because I don't want to shop in your store. I don't want to vote for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to watch the movies you're in. I don't want to buy your music. Whatever it is you do, I don't want to support you if I know you're racist. How are we going to know which people to support if we keep on telling everybody to hide who they are?
Right. Kelly Smoke, how do you feel about that?
I told my friends I always wanted to write a book called Why Are Our Black Men Dying to Be Niggas? And when I hear that term and see what some of our young men try to perpetuate, what they think that term means, being down, you know, that's what upsets me. And I agree with Sonny. It is about what you answer to, but we have young people dying to perpetuate this ideal of being black, and in that I have a problem. And if that's the direction that the road that a young person is going down, then that word definitely needs to be taken out their vocabulary, and they need to look at black women and black men who can be admired and see that you don't have to be a nigga.
Right.
Certainly, you have the choice, but you don't have the right to be.
You definitely have the choice in the definition of. I think the callers and I think people who are listening, and I definitely think I understand where you guys are coming from with this. But here's a spin on things. Last week I introduced what I call the re-education of the word colored. And the reason I say that is because today it seems that we pay so much attention to words and their meanings. Like, a lot of people are starting to research more, and a lot of people are starting to pay attention to more of what things mean. You know what I'm saying? And if you look up the definition of these social statuses that we are in, and this is also one of the topics of this segment, why can't we just be American, right? I asked people last week, are you black or are you African-American or what are you? Are you white? Are you Caucasian or what are you? And I'm wondering, all right, for example, if we go to Europe, we're just American. They don't go, that's that African-American, or there's that white American. They say, you're just American, until it comes to the point where they have to describe features or color. We're just American anywhere around the world except for in America. And I find that really, I won't say distasteful, but I find it weird. And then if you look up the definitions of what they say we are, like, the definition of black is being of color, of coal, or carbon. I know some real dark-skinned folks. I'm talking about dark. And speaking on myself, I'm not no color of coal or carbon. I'm not completely dark with no light. And so you got to be careful when you read that second definition, because it says completely dark with no light, devoid of light. Now, to me, because I'm a little bit more deep than what some people are, I read in between the lines on that. That says completely dark with no light. When I look at that, it says no light. I think about a different type of light. I don't think about what you mean with no light so far as tone or hue. I'm thinking about light talking about soul. And when you describe somebody as being dark, we use dark when we start describing witchcraft. Dark Vader. The black hole. Listen, I can't go for that. I can't go for that. So, and also, I want to ask you ladies, when you and other callers, I see other people are chiming in here, when you describe me as being African-American, now, no disrespect to my heritage, okay, but what separates me from being African-American from that man from Africa that is now American? What separates us?
Don't think that you're African-American personally, because if you jump on a plane and you fly over to Africa, you don't have any rights there.
That's
you
right.
You have basic human rights, and you're going to still have to go to the American consulate to get anything done over there. Because you are born in America, it's just like the fact that black Americans, immediately when they see an African, they say, okay, this person is African. We don't even look the same anymore, because a black American is a mix of a lot of different things. I mean, it's almost completely different. So in my opinion, you're not an African American. You are an American that happens to be black.
Mm.
Ha! That's exactly what I was going to say, because that's exactly the motto I go by. I'm an American that happened to be black. You know, and the reason that I put it out there, and I call myself black, because I mean, it's not like you can't look at me and see I'm not white.
Right.
You know, it's like you're asking me to be devoid of what my eyes see. You know, and it doesn't make you any less of American. Like, if I say, oh, that's a, let's say Native American, I would say Indian. I would say that's a white person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black person. But when you get into that whole African, I am not an African American. And because Jesse Jackson said you should call me one, I don't think so. When I do interviews and they always ask me questions and stuff, and they'll be like, well, as an African-American, and I'm like, I'm not an African-American. You know, that's what one guy with a big ego decided that we should all be called, and y'all ran with it like his word means something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't. I am not an African-American. I am not mad about Africa. I'm glad that they decided that they wanted to decrease their population and send us over here. I'm pissed off at the fact that we started off as slaves. At this present moment, I like chicken too much to consider myself an African-American because ain't no chicken in Africa.
Oh, my God.
That's my opinion. I'm sorry.
Well,
I like chicken.
I mean, none of us can. All right, let me read off this definition, the definition of white. Let me read that off first. It says snow-colored, having the color of fresh snow or milk as a result of the reflection of nearly all light from visible wavelengths. Number two says lacking color or hue. Number three says pale skin relating to or belonging to a people with naturally pale skin, especially one of European ancestry. Now, that's a little bit more detail. That's a little bit more detail. I guess you guys can't speak for the white folks, but I don't know. Maybe I need to take some of my white callers. Somebody, if you're white, call in, hit the one button, let me know. I got to ask you, you know, how do you feel about being called white, or how do you feel about being Caucasian? You know what I'm saying? But back to the black thing. Like, okay, so I'm an American that happens to be black. Why can't I be an American that happens to be of color? Because if you look
you
at black, we are so colorful. I mean, truth be told, and the reason a lot of black people have a problem with color is because when it was introduced and at the time it was used, I think we are.
I think if you go and you Google Smokey Robinson, a black American. It is a certain word that he did on Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam. But Google Smokey Robinson's A Black American, and it kind of lays the argument out. You know, at one time we used to say Black Power, and we used to think that black was beautiful. Now we reverted to back to calling each other niggas. So. At some point, and he made a really good point in his spoken word, he's like, why do we sit around and have the conversation about what color we are, you know, or does it matter who's lighter? Like he says, we start arguing so much that the light-skinned niggas and the dark-skinned niggas can't get along. And that's kind of the point. Yeah, we are all different hues, but, you know, in the way that we grew up in our education and everything about us says that we're black. Now, you don't have to accept it. You can say to yourself, I'm a person of color. But there's a lot of people of color that don't like us. And I know this from going into these political circles.
Mm-hmm.
During the last census in my state, and I don't know how it goes for states around the country, but in my state, the Mexican population increased by 18%. The 17. Vietnamese population increased by 18%. And it's another group, but they increased by like 7.4%. As black people, we increased by 1%. Basically, at this meeting, they were like, you know, all of the people were questioning how we get into the black community, how do we get into the black community. These other ethnic groups was like, we're here and we're growing faster and, you know, they're killing themselves. So why are you worrying about reaching out to them? And that is the attitude that they carry around. They're like, they see us as failures and they see themselves as saviors. And so when you want to lump yourself in as a colored person, you better start realizing what some of these other coloreds think of us.
Wow, you know something that's amazing. Check this out. I just got this. Here's something that is interesting to me. The word color was used before segregation. The word color was used because people of mixed races would go into white only restrooms and eateries to put them out. The term color had to be used. I just found that interesting anyway. But I agree, man. In some of these political circles, there are a lot of people of color who don't like you. We're in America. So what I need to know is, and I know for purposes of census, that's one response to the question that I'm going to ask, but is it important? Is it still important that we all be detailed or we be defined under these statuses?
I believe it is, and the only reason I say that is because when, again, just coming from being a past educator, mm-hmm. when we look in these history books, and it is my personal opinion, and it sounds like Sonny is already doing this, but no black child should go to school and the first thing they hear about themselves in history is in the African in this country in change.
Wow.
Black history must be taught at home. You must teach Africa. You must teach kings and queens. You must teach the Africa as the cradle of civilization. You cannot send your black child to school to hear about slavery. Then after slavery, the black race seemed to disappear again until the Civil War, and then after the Civil War, they seemed to disappear again until the 60s. And then, history doesn't show really any notable achievement, so it is important, in my opinion, for blacks to identify themselves as black, to continue to create a legacy for our children, because until our current president, I don't even know what to call him. He's not the same kind of black I am. I mean, his father's from Africa, his mother's white. But because he perceives himself as black, you know, that's important for our children's history. Whereas prior to this point in history, no history book shows a president that looks like them, even though to me, I know Obama's not the first president of his racial makeup, but he's the first president to acknowledge black in terms of racial makeup. So that's my opinion on that piece.
Mm-hmm.
She hit the nail on the target, man. That's what it's called, selective history. They teach all black kids what they want what they want them to know, so that we sheepishly follow along. But all of those periods that she mentioned that are missing, you know, like the period between our founding towards the Civil War, the period after our Civil War until the Harlem Renaissance, mm-hmm. all of those periods, those are the periods where we were in this country doing it. And that's the reason they don't teach it to you, because it doesn't go with the narrative that America has always been this racist country where black people could never survive and could never accomplish anything. Our history is filled with black people that did it. They just don't teach our kids the time period in which they did it.
Mm.
I don't want to self-promote, but I'm coming out with something to rectify that situation. And it's made for our youth. It's a complete line of their history, and it's told in a way that relates to them so they can understand and see how it affects them now. And then they can make decisions about what they want their community to look like later. Because I trust that if you give a black community the right information, that they will take that information and run with it. But everybody is too scared to go to them and tell them the truth. And I just say the silence of our friends will speak louder than the voices of our enemies. We need to start teaching ourselves, and then when we start teaching ourselves, we need to make sure that we pass that information out to as many people as we can, starting with our children.
You know what? I challenge all my listeners, all 500 plus of you guys. I haven't had time to check. The board is crazy. It's at least 500 callers, I know, because that's where my board stops. But I challenge all my callers and all my listeners to write that phrase down. And I challenge you guys every week. But this week, I challenge you to write that phrase down. The silence of our friends will speak louder than the voices of our enemies. Is that right, Sonny?
Yes, it is.
Listen, that statement is so huge, because how many times, and make sure you write that down, folks, how many times have you set out to do something and you had no voice from the people that love you? You had no assistance from the people that, yeah, root for you, why don't you do this, or what you've been doing lately, or how can I help? You had no voice from those people. And as much as, and as how hard as we all go, we all go so hard at what we're trying to do and for, right? As hard as we go, we need assistance sometimes, folks. We do. President Obama did not, as much as I am a critic on him, he did not get elected without some assistance. Those people raised some guap. Kelly Smoke, how much people did that administration raise, do you know?
I'm not sure on the number, but they're talking about raising $1 billion for the reelection campaign.
That's right. They're talking about $1 billion this year. And let me tell you, the Republicans are saying we need to raise at least $600 million. I want to rephrase that. I think the Republican Party needs to raise somewhere close to $1 billion. And I ain't talking about $600 million either. I'm talking $850 million, if not more than $1 billion. You understand where I'm going? Another thing I think that people need to do is and I say this every week, folks, know what you believe in. Know what you represent. A lot of folks out here saying, hey, I'm Democrat, I'm Obama. I look on Facebook, and where it says political party, a lot of people just
there's nothing.
Obama. Obama, me and my mama, or Obama this, or Obama that. Listen, man, that was politics before Obama came along, and it will be politics long after he's gone. And you will have representatives that represent you long before Obama and long after Obama. So once he's gone, then what are you going to do? Obama can't take you to the promised land. You need to get involved and know what you believe in. I hear a lot of people that are Democrats, and they say quickly that, oh, I don't believe in abortion. Oh, I believe in God, and I don't believe in gay rights. And you're a Democrat? I don't think you know your history. You don't know your education. I'm not trying to turn nobody into being, you know, what I am. I'm a registered Democrat, but I have Republican views personally. And I'm neither liberal or conservative on all parts. But I tell you, I'm more conservative than liberal. You better believe that. Look up the definitions, folks, and know what you represent. Know what you're talking about. Know what you believe in. Don't just go for the first slick talker hip hopper that comes along. Let me take another caller. Ladies, you got any shout outs before I let you go?
No, I'm shouting out you. Keep doing it, and, you know, make sure you tell your audience that you about to blow up. You got big things.
I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Kelly, I want you to give the name of your organization, please.
I'm actually a member of the Frederick Douglass Foundation here in North Carolina, but if anyone is interested in the Durham or Chapel Hill area in becoming a mentor, my email address is ksmoke@gmail.com.
We need some mentors, folks. Listen, she's not trying to take you away for 24 hours or 36 hours or over a weekend. Listen, can you donate half a day? Can you donate 2 hours to take some kids to the movies and break a positive word off to them? Can you get involved, folks? That's what we're saying. That's all we're asking for. That's all she's asking for. I say we because I ride with you, Kels. You already know that.
I know. Thank you.
So I'm down with you from day one. Ladies, it's been beautiful. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
So some powerful conversations and some powerful opinions. I need to take another caller before the commercial. Can we? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go into another caller. 1596, you are on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this is Low, man. What's going on, Pete?
Yo, what's good, baby? How you?
All right. I just want to touch on a few things. I ain't going to hold you long, though. But Columbus had his day, right? And I think there is some argument to Columbus not even being the founder of America. But Martin Luther King has his day, and we know why he has his day.
Sure.
And the reason why we have Black History Month is because there were so many more black people involved on putting us equal on a social status.
Wow.
So many black people did things for us to be on a social status. Also, I want to talk about the word nigger, colored, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think more times it's just the intent of how people use it towards you and people feel disrespected. And that's why people get upset. It's the intent, but you can be my friend, my homeboy, and I might call you my nigga, and it's no harm or no foul if it's a white person talking to a black person to a white person. It is the intent of the word, right?
Well, absolutely. We conquer that in the last, and for all you callers out there, we conquer that in the last session, and I don't know if you were on or not, but we absolutely established the fact that, hey, sometimes people use the word nigga, sometimes people use the word cracker, and they don't mean no harm, no foul, what may have you. That's understood. But what we're talking about is, listen, you don't have to build this thing up and put it on CNN, in other words. Like, there are other things going on that we can talk about. Stop holding this stuff in the ground. People, stop being so touchy. Stop worrying about something that is not even important anymore. It's not even important. People call each other bitches and hoes and all this stuff. You got to edit that. Bitches and hoes and all this other stuff all the time. And guys call each other punks and faggots and this, that, and the other, with no disrespect to anybody, because you all know my first rule of life is no disrespect. But what I'm saying is, look, get over it, man. We have more serious issues and more serious things to talk about and more serious things to focus on. Race is not the issue anymore when it comes to those two words.
That's right. The only other thing I wanted to say about that was, no, I think everybody should just be American. But we do have to – I think the government separates us from these little forms they put out, black, white, black, white, Indian, other, for purposes of just keeping up with what people are – how many black people are getting welfare? How many white people are getting welfare? Well, how many people are getting Medicare, just so the government can separate that? These are the only reason these things are on these forms. Is it important? I really don't know, but I really don't think so.
Right.
It's just a number and a percentage of the government keeping up with things. And as long as the government can keep up with you, the better they feel about the things and how they're running it.
I hear you, correct? Brother. I definitely hear you. I'm going to grab some more callers, man, because I didn't take a whole lot because I had two special guests. They're definitely special in my book, and especially to thousands and maybe possibly millions of people out there. Appreciate your time, Lo. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One love. Let me tell y'all what I do every single Wednesday night, or what I've been doing every single Wednesday night for the last, I don't know, at least the last month, I want to say. I've been logging on to this site, and I've been spitting some poetry. For all you that don't know, y'all, spitting is just another word for saying or rapping or reciting. So catch up, you know, we're moving fast, but catch up. I know I have a whole lot of different callers, and I'm disappointed that a whole lot of different callers that I have didn't push those ones and didn't want to say anything. I've stopped just clicking on folks and trying to get them on the line. I'll just keep talking if I have to. So I got away from that. So if you guys want to say something, you need to click that one, and I'll try to get you on the line or one of us to get you on the line as soon as possible. But every Wednesday night, I've been going on this site called Purely Poetic right here on blogtalk.com/purelypoetic or purelypoetic.net, I believe that is. You know what? Let me see if I can get to the owner and the mastermind behind this Purely Poetic site. And she also does the poetry on the site, and she hosts the show. Let's see. Katrina, where you at, baby?
Oh, I'm right here. You know I'm here.
I'm sorry it took me a while to get to you. I saw you on the line. I saw the name on there, and it was just moving up, and it was just going and going and going. But you know, I'm your number one fan. I think that's pretty well understood, other than your parents and your family.
You got some contenders, though. I heard other people say that, too.
Yeah, I know they did, but they don't mean it like I do. What's up with you? What's on your mind?
You know, I want to share something. I don't know if it even is going to make sense to anybody, but I kind of wanted to share my experience.
Is a poem?
With your topic. So I'm biracial, multiracial. I say multiracial a lot because I actually looked into my history,
mm-hmm.
and I encourage more people to do that. But the first time I was confronted, I guess, with my history, I grew up in the country in Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and I went to school. I was in, I think, the second grade. I'm 32 right now, so I was in around the second grade, and we had to check what color we were on some kind of test or form we were doing. So I didn't know what to check. I was like, do I check, you know, black? My mom and her family, you know, is black, and we've got some Native American in us. Or do I check white? Because my, you know, dad and his side of family is white and from England and, you know, Slovakia area. So I asked my teacher. She didn't know what to do, so she took me to the principal's office like I was in trouble. So I asked the principal, and the principal goes, oh, you have to check whatever your dad is. And I go, okay, my dad's white, so I'll put white. And they were like, oh, no, you need to check black, and if you have any percentage of black in you, you need to put black. So
wow.
That was their first point where, you know, it got into my mind, okay, there's a color difference, you know, because growing up with hardly no neighbors, you know, I didn't know anything about that. So then I move on to middle school, and I'm walking to school because I was close to Elm City Middle is where I went. I was close, and some white dude was driving by in a pickup truck, and he yells out the window, hey, nigger, or something like that. You know, I just remember him saying that word. That's the first time I heard that word. You know, so let's fast forward to probably around 2005 or so. A friend of mine, I was at her mom's house, and they're black. Her mom was saying something or talking about my hair. Oh, you got that good hair, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, it don't matter because you ain't nothing but a nigger. And I was like, did she just say that, you know? So it kind of shocked me. But then back to middle school, the next time I was confronted with race besides that, and this is from on the black side, I've been called Oreos, zebra, any other thing you can think of. I just want to put out there that it's not just between black people and white people, but I've seen a lot of racism on both sides and across the board and between our own race. When people look and be like, oh, well, you know, that's nothing but a dark skin, so-and-so, or, and that offends me. I'm not dark skin, but that offends me. Or, you know, you ain't nothing but a light skin this, or light skin people are this way, or dark skin people are this way. I'm tired of all of that. I'm really through with it. I'm tired of people looking at people's color and looking at their skin, and stop focusing on people's color and focus on their character.
Thank you. I love that. That is so, man, that's what I stand for. That's B.I.G. in my book. And I'm glad you said that, because I always say to people, and I don't think I've yet said it on this show, but let me tell you something. Black people, a lot of you are racist when it's convenient.
Yes.
Yes, you are. You are racist when it's convenient. If it's convenient because somebody's talking about it, or maybe you can get something, or you can get with the crowd, or you're picking on somebody, you're making a mockery of something, you are racist when it is convenient. If you felt a certain way all the time, I can dig that. And that's just who you are. A racist is a racist. To me, a racist shouldn't interact with anybody else. They should only interact with themselves. And first of all, I'm saying, because, I mean, if you're a racist, you don't, truthfully, you can't love anything. You can't care anybody. You can't care for anybody. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm getting tongue-tied here, man. I'm getting tongue-tied here. But shout out to Purely Poetic Radio on blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. And if you can't spell it, it's P-U-R-E-L-Y hyphen P-O-E-T-I-C. Purely Poetic. She has an open mic every Wednesday night. It is live. It's beautiful. It's just like a coffee house via internet. How dope is that, right?
Join me in your pajamas. I'll be wearing mine this Wednesday.
Oh, man. How dope is that? Like, that's so dope that you could, like, call in the show and sit down and chill and have your PJs on and then just decide you want to kick some poetry. And what I love about it is that it's not criticized. It's just like, if you just feel like saying something, that maybe you got something on your heart you want to say, you know what I mean, and something you want to recite that, I don't know, maybe a poem or someone else's. It's all open forum, so you can do what you can do, and it's all love shown. So, man, I love that about your show, man. Your show makes me feel good every week.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say real quick, and I'm going to let you go and finish what you got to do, but, you know, no judgment, like you were saying, no judgment on the show. Anybody can call in and share anything poetry related. And then also this week we're going to start talking about prizes that we're going to start up in February. So everybody tune in if you can.
Nice. Give your shout out to your show and your co-host, and let them know where they can listen to it at, please.
Oh, yeah. Act Right is listening right now to your show, too.
Act Right.
He didn't want to pick up the mic, but he's here. So it's my website is purelypoetic.net. The show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic, and you can find me on Twitter at purelypoeticnet. And we're on Wednesday nights from 9:30 to 10:30. It's a late night mic.
9:30 to 10:30. It's so many of you callers on here. People are listening on the radio. There is no excuse for you not to make that show at 9:30 on Wednesday night. Call in. Say something pretty. Say something to your wife. Say, you know what? I'm going to say a poem to my wife coming up. Say something to your girlfriend this Wednesday night, 9:30, purelypoetic.net also.
That's it. That's my website. You can find it all there.
is the website you can go to, and you can check out some of the poetry that's, if maybe if you miss Wednesday night's show, I don't know. Act Right, shout out to you, my man. Act Right, if y'all don't know who Act Right is, that's the co-host of Purely Poetic, and I call him, like, he's the sound engineer. Like, he always got all the sounds and all that. That's my man right there. What's up, baby?
What's good? Be real.
Sound back normal. Act Right was sick last week, y'all, so I wanted to get on here so he can...
See, he's feeling better, right?
What's up, you got any shout-outs, fam?
You know what? We're just going to shout you out because we love your show and we appreciate it. I see some of my people are listening in, and I appreciate that love, so that's it.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I see y'all as the next Terrence and Roxy. I got something big coming on. I might want to get y'all on something different. So shout-out to y'all. I'll talk to you guys offline about that. Shout-out to you. One love. So we just spoke to Katrina Watkins of PurelyPoetic.net and BlogTalkRadio.com/Purely-Poetic Wednesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Call in, get your coffee shop on if you got anything to say, a couple of poems to recite, whatever you want to do. Or whatever you do, make sure you call in. I am forced to go to these commercials again because people pay money to be advertised. And if anybody's in the triad, if you're in I don't think we have any DC advertisements. But anyway, here they are. Listen to them. Maybe they can be a benefit to you.
Sure, he's messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you got to put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies?
Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
Yeah, WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. And I am your boy, Pudgy. We've been talking about so many different issues, folks. And I appreciate you calling in, listening in. It's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy. I think we covered a lot of ground tonight. Man, I don't even know where to begin. And we talked about, is it dishonoring Martin Luther King? I'm sorry, I got to say it properly. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King by making up a missed school day on his day of observance. And I think we all concluded that while his day is extremely important, we still probably shouldn't miss school behind it. Yeah, it's crazy that the day was introduced to Go On His Day, unfortunately, but we shouldn't miss school behind it because school is something that is important. And as excuse me, as this one caller said, you know, we want to keep that day sacred, but at the same time, we got to do what we got to do. So that's understood. I mean, hey, I'm going to send the kids to school tomorrow, and, you know, it is what it is. Can't have my way. Anyway, we also talked about would it be messing around with his legacy. We also agreed it wouldn't mess with his legacy. Some people are taking a day. Some people are taking a day later in this week. Whatever. Do what you choose to do, folks, at the end of the day. Do what you choose to do and do what's right for you. What's right for you is right for me. I can't tell you how to live your life. All I can say is do what's right for you and do what Dr. King would do. We also had a continuing conversation briefly on racial slurs. Didn't last too long because we all realize that racial slurs are truthfully, at this point in our life, an ignorant, disrespectful tone when it's used in a negative. And even if used in a positive, you still have to be careful about what you say and whom you say it to, because a lot of people don't like it. They don't take it well. We don't know what they dealt with in their past and what they're dealing with now. Truthfully speaking, racism is not dead, but we don't have to roll around in the sand and dwell with it and play with it and put it on our face and mud wrestle with it. We don't have to deal with it like that because there are other issues at hand. There are things that we need to focus on. The deficit is crazy. It's crazy. If you don't know about the deficit, the dollar is we're losing value in our dollar, which the healthcare bill is coming out, and a lot of people are happy about their healthcare bill, and that's something we'll be talking about next week, among other facts. But we'll be talking about the healthcare bill and what really changed for you. Did you get an increase, or what did your healthcare rise? And I'm curious to know how many people, and I'll even give you guys this, because that healthcare bill is so big. It's so much to read and so much to decipher that next week we're going to talk about it. And I'll even give you a head start to go research it. And you tell me, I want somebody to call in, all you people listening, call in and tell me how the healthcare bill is going to benefit you. Specifically, not a group of people. I want to know how it's going to benefit you specifically. And I also want to know what has changed from now to post-introduction of the healthcare bill. I would love to know that. Got to give a shout-out to PurelyPoetic.net. Once again, Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Wednesday nights at 9:30. Make sure you call in and get your poetry on. It's like a coffee house via internet. How cool is that, right? That's real cool. You can lay in your pajamas and you can spit some poetry and you might get some. Fellas, y'all, you know, come on and spit some poetry, man. Make sure your wives or your girlfriends listening. You know, you might do some things. For you people who are listening online, appreciate you calling in. Make sure everybody goes out to the KIRPRadioShow.com. Get one of those bumper stickers, man. I want to see them out there. When you get them in the mail, take some pictures and I'll put it on the site. Take a picture with your bumper sticker in front of you. Or your sticker in general, so I can put it on the site. Even if you don't get a sticker, send us your pics at KIRPRadio@gmail.com. We're going to put them out there. Hey, it's friends, family, and fans, man. I just want to put everybody out there, show some faces. We have a very, very, very different demographic of people that listen to this show, and I appreciate you all. Also, if you're listening to us on, or you're catching us on Twitter and you're making comments on the Twitter, hit us up at @ KIRPRadioShow.com on the Twitter page. Also got to give a shout out to my man D-Train, who's holding it down in Wilson, North Carolina. You want to hit up his site at youthofwilson.org. He's doing big things in the community for the kids. That's what we do, folks. We promote, we show love, we let people talk about their platforms, and the love continues, you know. If I show love and the next person show love, maybe the third person will show love and it'll go around universal until I get it again. Shout out to on the Twitter at Love Your Lips. She gives a shout out to Train at Flight 101, at Adolf Spittler, at Jasmine Joyner, at NC Pudgy, at KIRP Radio Show, at DTrain0225, at G Vegas MIS, at Courtney_LASHOW, and at Purely Poetic Net. Shout out to all of you. Appreciate you tweeting. One love. We are out of here. And I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
real gon' recognize, real. Pony gon' recognize, still. I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands.